that the shlichus that we have, the yisurim we have, is the sukh shlichus of Hashem, it becomes our tafkid, then we're into all the dinim of shlich mitzvah berichas HaShabbos, shlich mitzvah berichas HaMitzvah, not just Shabbos, so many of the rices that are doichi by shlich mitzvah, obviously the Torah's definition of a shlich mitzvah. And as we'll see, there's other halachic aspects of being a shliach that changes our whole relationship and our whole attitude towards suffering. Yisurim, Yisrainus. We said we're going to give Kamer a few understandings, a few insights into how this relating to Yisurim Mashlichus works. Reishis, mipam lepam yodim magish ki kolo kol hakitzim. To translate to our language is ani lo yochol. Who ain't musugal lavor esagal hazeh? He just can't, I can't handle this. I can't take any more. Leave me alone. There was one problem, then another problem, he was dealing with it, and he was, you know, and then another one, and eventually just like, get me out of here. And no one here knows what I'm talking about. Aval. It happens to some people. Hayasuri machrioso ulo machzik mamad. Lo machzik mamad. How are you doing? I need lo machzik mamad. Broken, finished. You know, we know all the language. We know. Ulam yodeke surim mshlichus mesashem. One second, stop a minute. These Yisurim I'm getting, this is a shlichus from Hashem. Shluchus shel Adam kamoisei. And we know that there's a halacha, shluchus shel Adam kamoisei. Shluchus shel Adam kamoisei. The shliach of a person is the same koyach as the person himself. How you makadish a woman as a shliach? I'll ask you, please go to Haifa and makadish this person for me. How does it work? What koyach have you got to makadish someone for me? Okay, so how does shlichus work? It means big sugyas and shofar. How does shlichus work? Well, the one understanding is because shliach shel adam kamoisei, because you are like the shliach. When you appoint somebody a shliach kivyochol, you make that person like you. He takes all your koiches. So that means you have a koich to makadish this woman. So he also has that koich. So now, how does that relate to the yisurim? Ulam im yodei ki yisurim ha'im shlichus mi'ashem, shari shluchus shel adam kamoisei, kivyochol, if he's a shliach, so he has the koyach of the mashaleach. Ulechein, mikivan shekolish boruchu shukol yochol ubala koyches kulam shlachot olo ilam kedei lamod b'nisayoi. Who's the mashaleach here? Hashem. Not? How much koyach has Hashem got? He's called yochol. He has all the koyach. So if you're a shliach, then you have the same yochol. He sent you here on a shlichus to withstand these nisayonos. Hashem gives the person the koyach to matzliach. Where do you get that koyach from? From the fact that you're a shliach of Hashem and Hashem is the mashaleach. As a shliach shel Adam kamoisei, I have the same koyach as Hashem to withstand this nisyon. He's not alone, yeah? He's going to the Yisurim, he's alone. Hashem elokeinu imoi. Hashem Elokav Imoy, who hoylech b'shlichus l'shul makom. I'm your shliach, and therefore I have your koyach and I have your abilities. V'yaseh mikach, who nivcha mikol yoshvei tevu b'metala lebetzal shlichus kevira zu. And not only that, Hashem chose me specifically from all the millions of billions of people that ever were and ever will be to do this particular job, and no one else can do it. This is my unique shlichus. Yadizu nuseches bekir b'koyches adiri. If a person internalizes just even a little bit, if you just think about this a little bit, you internalize this a little bit, you have a whole new range of koyches that you never had before. Lamed b'shlichusoi, to withstand the shlichus. Ulechein gam kasher bo mayim ad nefesh, v'noseh nafshei kedei latzliach b'shlichusoi. Even if it's, you know, the waters are up to ya, but you know that this is from Hashem, and Hashem gave you this nisoy, and you are the shliach ya, it's the shlichus. obviously this has to be, you have to make a Musa Seder to internalize this. It's not just going to happen. It takes a lot of work, but that's the MS, that's how it works. This Yisurim was given to me specifically by Hashem. He asked me to do it, so I'm his shliach. And therefore I have the koyach of the Mashalach to be Metzliach. Doesn't mean it's not going to be painful, but you'll find new koyaches to withstand the Yisurim. Koyach v'utzme mechodim eilu boli debitu b'shas kebolas ha-toyra. Kashiham Yisrael kulo amet v'achriz. This shliches, the koyach of the shliches, this unique mission that we as Jews have in this world, and we never forget that we are Jews and we are unique and have a unique mission. The seduction of the Goyisha world today is so powerful, it's lo yuman. And I'm not sure how our children survive day to day the seductions of the street. I don't know how they do it.
Many times.
I'm talking about the ones that do. I don't know how they do it. I don't know how they do it. That's right. None of them should. The truth is, no one should. Never mind the kids. No one should withstand it. The fact that the kids still sitting in yeshiva and manyena tomo daf gemara, then if for 5 shekels you can buy time shel chaim today, Coca Cola is time shel chaim. Who doesn't want time shel chaim? Anybody here, if I offer you time shel chaim, you wouldn't take it? No, for 5 shekels you go to the mekol and buy a bottle of Coca Cola. But you should have time shel chaim. There are people who pay billions of dollars a year to work out how to set up Oshad. Someone takes the kids into Oshad, I don't know what you're thinking. Those shops are designed, they're designed to make your kids want what's in that shop. No, it must be Kesef Lizeh, he doesn't have enough money to buy everything he wants there. So what's he going to do eventually?
Steal.
Poshut. Or you'll start stealing in order to keep him from stealing, because you're keeping him money. No, so you can't keep your kids out of Oshad. I'm not joking. But rather go to the Makolet and spend. I'm telling you, it's cheaper. I'm telling you now, it's cheaper to go to the local Makolet where the prices are 50% more than Oshad. You'll spend less during the year than going to Oshad.
And don't buy
6 bottles of oil at Oshad, because they'll be fine. Go to the Makolet every time you need a bottle and buy 1 bottle. It'll be much cheaper over the year. Do a cheshbon, okay? On what the kids need, yeah, and there. And what's on the Doritos packet? On the jump bottle? That's everywhere. You can't get away from it. And the girls, then you're sewing with clothes, with the advertising and the kids. You want big fashion once. And big fashion's not designed by architects, it's designed by psychologists. Serious people out there designing how to make sure that when your kid walks through there, that there's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch that if a person smells food, someone comes into your house and you're cooking food and there's a nice smell, you have to give them food. So halacha mafurish in Shulchan Aruch. I think the Mishnah Berurah says something there because of Sakana. Do you know there's stores today in Geula that have special machines that push out the smell of food into the street? I'm not joking. So the kid can walk past the Makolet once, the Cholent shopping go past once on a Thursday night, twice on a Thursday night. He can't walk. It's the Mefurish Halach in Shulchan Aruch. Lo yachol. So where's he going to get the money from?
But we know
he'll steal money from his. He'll steal it. He'll take it.
It's you, because the people are empty from what they need. And
so you're providing solutions already. I'm just about the problem.
Why it's like this? Because people are empty and they have to fill with something.
Have solutions to the problem. In Achinami, we have solutions. We first have to know what the problem is. You have to recognize the problem. Know that there's a problem.
Even if he's not going to steal, he might not do that because they've heard enough.
He'll take things without permission. Let's put it into a more pleasant lotion. I don't know a family today, okay? Anywhere in the country where there's not at least one kid in the family, maybe more, okay? That's not taking without permission something. Ain't a vaka zayu.
I was going to say they'll seek a lifestyle with which they'll have enough money to buy everything they want.
Right. They'll go after what they want, but most kids are not going to sit back when they're 11 and say, you know what, I understand now that you shouldn't take things without permission. I really want this. So whatever, I'm going to bide my time. And then when I'm 16, 17, I'm going to leave this path. I'm going to go to Tel Aviv and work and make lots of money so that I can have this lifestyle. Most kids are not thinking like that. Most kids are thinking, I want it now. He walks past that shopping ghoul on his way home from Cheder every night. He can go past once, twice, after he's a loyal chod. And he's going to So if you know, he goes home and he says, Dad, you know, every time I walk past the cholent shop or whatever, you know, can I have money once a week? You know, I'll learn a Mishnah about pay and you give me money once a week and I'll go about cholent, whatever. And the father says, of course, Yankel, a beautiful idea. If the father says, what? Cholent? Is it a restaurant? You know what the Rambam says about eating in a restaurant? Kid'll steal. Why should we? Where do you switch this thing off? There was a... Is that hard to switch it off? So when did we get this koyach to be the shliach of Hashem? Kasher Am Yisrael kula omed v'achris kol asher diber Hashem na'aseh v'nishma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shol, Hashem asks, mi gilei raze lebanai? Shemalach ha'sharis mishtamshim boi. Oh, who taught this enormous secret to my children that the Malachim used? I don't know, what's the big secret? What's the big secret? If somebody knows more than you, yeah, comes and says to you, and you know that he only cares about you, wants your good, and he's all whatever, comes and asks you to do something for him, why would you ask him why, how? God says, listen, I need you to do me a favor, whatever. You know the guy only cares about you, only wants what's good for you. Come, I've got a business deal for you. You know the guy, well, why wouldn't you get involved? I mean, so what's the big... Mi gila roze lebona el shemalach asheres mishtamshim boy. Hamafoshim evarim es mehus haraz shemalach asheres mishtamshim boy. What is this enormous secret that the malachim use that Klal Yisrael suddenly caught on to? Hamalach ein lo ba'lomo el shlichuso. Shelamanu hu nivro. Why was the malach created? For the shlichus in the world that he has. Correct? Malach has no reason to exist other than for the shlichus. In fact, that's what a malach is. He's somebody on a mission. He's a shliach. That's his essence. Zu metziusa. Zu kol mehusa. That's his entire essence. Malach kishmoy kein hu malach shliach. Malach, the word malach is shliach. Yaakov sent malachim to Esav. What does the Rashi say? They shliachim. Hu eini yoichu shelo lases eshtuchuzo v'kol meyitzuse betila leman ha-shlichus sh'oisa l'ambatza. He can't not do the shlichus. Although the Amal fortune that the Malachim do have some kind of Bechira, but they're so close to them as they cannot use the Bechira, which raises the question, why do you Bechira if they can never use it? Just that's another story. But he only can do his Shlichus, and that's the reason why he was created. He has no other reason to be here other than to do what he was created for. Ein matzav, ein tnai shebo lo biyotzeh shlichuso. There's no way to get him not to do what he was created to do, because that's his whole essence. He can't say, one second, Hashem, this is a bit hard for me. I don't understand this. I don't know how to do this. Say, look, that's who you are. You go do what you are. You go be who you are. It's not you doing something. You are the thing itself. That's what a malach is. They were kabbal upon themselves to fulfill the command that Hashem commands them. If Hashem tells me to do something, therefore I'm a shliach of Hashem. If I'm a shliach of Hashem, then I can do it. So as the malach has the koyach to fulfill his mission in the world, because that's what he's created for. So if Hashem asks me to do something, I can machaim it, because Hashem now made me his malach, his shliach. And of course I have the koyach to do it. Hashem wouldn't ask me to do it and not give me the koyach to do it. And not only that, I have the mashalach's koyach. I have Hashem's koyach itself. The koyach comes from Hashem himself. V'im kain em shunafke min ha'mao goyla mashmina. And therefore it makes no difference how big the job is. It makes no difference how impossible the shlichus is. Lo mashaneli. You ask me to walk across the road, I'll walk across the road. You ask me to jump to the moon, I'll jump to the moon. If Hashem asks you to jump to the moon, can you jump to the moon? Avada. Because if he asked you to, if he doesn't ask you to, then you don't have a right to try and jump to the moon. If you fall and hurt off, that's your fault. But if Hashem asks you to do the impossible, which he's asked Klal Yisrael to do many, many times, what's the problem? Not by you. Not by you. Hashem asks me to do it, of course I'll do it. Of course Nasiv and Nishma. Because then I become his shliach, and if I'm his shliach, I have his koyach. That's what the Malach HaSharis understood. V'im kein ein shum nafke minu ma goyla mesima. It doesn't matter how big the task is. Yitnu lehem koyches adirim lebetzua shliachus. You'll get the koyach you need to fulfill your mission. Zeu araz shegila klal yisrael. That was the secret that klal yisrael was megala. Hem gilu kehem shliachus shel ha-kodesh boruch hu la mazeh v'rehem kemalach HaSharis v'af lemala. They understood that if Hashem asked me to do it, I'm greater than Malachim even. But certainly as equal as the Malachim. That means, same way as a Malach gets given everything he needs for his job, I need to do my job. Isn't that amazing? You take all your bundle of Yisurim and problems and difficulties and whatever and understand. It's I have the koichus for them. Hashem asked you to pick up 1,000,000 kilogram weight. And sit and agonize and say, I can't do it, I need lawyer chol or whatever. Okay, try. See what happens. Hashem told you to do it, you have the courage to do it. What's the problem? We don't believe we have the courage to do it. Yigatu mitzasi tamin. Yigatu velo mitzati lo tamin. Why not? I did. I worked as hard as I could. I'll bring you the computer printout from the cardiologies and whatever. You'll see I did every mamatzake. What's pratigati velo matzati al tami? You know why? Because you didn't believe that you'd be matzah. If a person's yagia isn't based on the nemonis that I can achieve it, you won't achieve it. And therefore that's not called yagia. Yagia means a yagia where I believe that I'll be able to do this. If you believe you can climb Mount Everest, or can you go up there and you climb and your fingers are bleeding and you can't breathe, and but you believe you'll do it, that's Igati. But if you go up there thinking, well, maybe I'll get there, maybe I won't, I don't know, maybe I'm not sure, you know, it's very hard, you know how many people die on that mountain, who says, maybe yeah, maybe no, that's not called Yagia. That's Igati. I did, I struggled. He came down with the same bleeding fingers and couldn't breathe and altitude sickness or whatever happens when you try and climb a high mountain or whatever. Velomitzati. Don't believe it, because his yagir was based on, well, I don't know if I can. If the yagir is based on, of course I can. Hashem asked me to do this, of course I can do it. Whether I'll be able to do it and then whether I will do it, that's not my business. But can I do this? Of course I can. Otherwise Hashem wouldn't have asked me to do it. If I do it, what happens if that's not your business? Hashem asked you to jump across the Grand Canyon. So jump. You may fall short, because that might be Hashem's plan. But when you jump, know that you can get across. Otherwise Hashem wouldn't have asked you to get across.
Sometimes we believe we can success, and sometimes, I don't know why, we believe we are not able to do it.
Because you forget that you're the shliach of Hashem in this particular job, or you're doing a job that Hashem never asked you to do, and therefore you're not a shliach of Hashem, you're your own koichava itzim yodi, and you don't have Hashem helping you. But if Hashem asks you, we do it where Hashem asks you to do something. You see surim that come upon a person that you know is from Hashem, whatever. Even though it could be that it came to you because I did an Aveira, it might be my fault. Because a lot of people get drowned by that way. A lot of people, the Yetzer does like this. The person has your surim coming upon him. So he's Mepashpas and Maisev, and he realizes it's because he did Aleph. So now he thinks to himself, because I did Aleph, these Yisurim are coming on me. So now I'm not a Shliach of Hashem anymore. I don't have the Koch of the Mishalach, so I get depressed. That's what the Yetzer wants. If these Yisurim came to you, they came to you from Hashem. Why did they come to you? Because you did an Aveiro. They came to you from Hashem because that's what Hashem wants you to do now. That's what's going to masak in the Aveiro. That's what you need now because you did the fact that you did an Aveiro and the Yisurim are coming on the back of that Aveiro doesn't mean that Hashem's not still with you. Rav Desta says Mefurish, that a person cannot ask for a Nisayon. If you ask for a Nisayon, you have to fail. You have to fail. Whereas if you get sent on a mission by Hashem, even a mission impossible, you will always succeed. You have to succeed. You know, Rav Hutna sent people to university. Rav Hutna told people to go learn in university. There were people he told them to ask you to go to university. It's a Kiddush Hashem that has to come in the world because of a Jewish lawyer or whatever, and the God will send you to go become a Jewish lawyer or whatever because that's what Klal Yisrael needs right now. You will not be mazik by what's going on there. But you decide yourself, you want to be a lawyer, you get a university, you will not succeed, you cannot succeed, it's impossible. You cannot ask for any son. You know why? The Gemara says, "Im Hashem lo izelo, ene yochel." If Hashem won't help you, ene yochel. If If Hashem won't help you overcome this nisoyin, you can't. It's a promise from the Gemara. Hashem asks you to do something, why wouldn't he help you? Hashem's not going to ask you to do something and say, I'm not helping you. Of course he'll help you. But Hashem didn't ask you to do it. So why are you doing it? It's any yochel, you can't.
It's impossible.
Exactly the parsha of the Meraglim. The Meraglim of Yeshua we mentioned yesterday were Matzliach, because they were sent. These Meraglim wanted to do it on their own. Moshe didn't want to send them. Hashem said, let them go. They want to go, let them go. They'll learn an important lesson. For the next 5,000 years, they'll learn a very important lesson. We're still learning the lesson. But you must know that if Hashem asks you to do something, you cannot fail. If Hashem doesn't ask you to do it, you do it, you cannot succeed. Your Rav tells you, go to university, go become a lawyer, whatever. Guy doesn't take 100%. Hashem Yalzalo. Hashem's with him, he'll succeed. There were two chavrusas we're learning. The one decided he wanted to go into chinuch and he wanted to become a Baal Mashpia or whatever. So he went to Rav Huttner to ask him whether he should go study at university, learn secular pedagogical skills, psychology, learn their minds, whatever. Rav Huttner said yes, but on one condition, you go to the best university you can find. And if it costs more, I'll help you. Don't worry, I'll find the extra money for you. Off you went. So the chavrusa thought, wow, that's gewaldig. I also got a license out of Koilo. I just found a way out of Koilo. So I went to ask Rav Huttner if he should go. Rav Huttner said to me, if I would let you step one foot out of the Beis Midrash, they'd never let me out of Gehenna. What happened here? Two people came to Simcha Wasserman also. The one said he wants to go do Kiruv and he wants to go do Chinuch or whatever. Should he go study and learn to find out about him or whatever? So Rav Simcha said to him, yes. And the other one, he told him no. So somebody asked Rav Simcha, what was the difference? He said, I asked the first one, why do you want to go Kiruv? So he said to me, because he wants to be much more people and he wants to help Klal Yisrael and he sees so much pain and he wants to help these people and whatever. Simcha said to him, don't go study. If that's why you're doing it, you get Satir Ishma, you'll be fine. The other guy told me he wants to do it because, you know what, hey, he's been learning Kiruv for so long and he doesn't have money, he needs a panasa, and he thinks this will be a good way of making a panasa. Simcha said you'd be able to go study and learn whatever because you're going to need a lot of help. If that's why you want to leave Kiruv to go work for Klal Yisrael, that's the only reason you want to do it. You don't get it Satir Ishma, so you have to make more studies. Each case is different. But a person's going out there to do the shlichus of Hashem, there's nothing to worry about. Nothing to worry about. That's why if you go ask Yishala, should I do this, whatever. People do business, people are involved in businesses. The businesses involve a lot of things which are dodgy. You've got to go to the airport, you've got to get on an aeroplane, you've got to fly, you've got to be on an aeroplane, you've got to meet goyim, you've got to deal in there's a little posh route. You've got to go for a business lunch with a goy, you know, and then you sit there with your little kosher pekel and you're sitting in his boardroom and they're all eating these stuffed goose or whatever and other kinds of four-legged creatures and you're sitting with your little, but that schnitzel, like from the hospital.
That happened to me 3 months ago.
It happens all the time.
Sitting with my schnitzel, they're sitting with their octopus, yeah. And they're taking photographs of my meal.
And they want it.
No, they think it's just very odd.
They think you're odd, you're nuts. Especially because they're paying, and you could have whatever you want. And you do that. No, I'm just saying, there's big nisoyin. Who gave you the right to do that? Who gave you the right to put yourself in that matzav? You asked your Rav told you. You're going to make panos, you're going to make your studies for panos or whatever, this is what's involved, you'll be fine, nothing like that. But some guy decides on his own, he's going to go and do whatever, who says you've got protection? He says, Hashem help you. You're doing this as a shlichus of Hashem. 100% protection. You see it, you see people involved in situations and whatever, and you wonder, how did they come out so clean? And you see another guy who wasn't in such a bad situation, fell on his face. That's the difference. So this is very clear on this. Very clear on this. Hashem comes to a malach and says, I need you to go down to Knan or Stoim. I want you to blow up Stoim. You think the malach could fail? You think the malach could get damaged by such a mission? How? Ech. So why do you think we can? What do you think we can? But don't go on your own. Ask Hashem. If you're doing what Hashem wants you to do, it says, V'kol Hashem diber Hashem na'aseh v'nishma. Kol Hashem Dibei Hashem. Well, who else is talking here? What do you need that in the pasuk for? It's my own idea. Just say. Do you want the Torah? Nase v'nishma. Maze Kol Hashem Dibei Hashem. Because it's when it's Hashem Dibei Hashem, you can say Nase v'nishma. But if it's not a day Hashem Dibei Hashem, be very, very careful. Very careful. finish one more paragraph. Hey, was the golem lebatzei afilu dvarim shina ki ein biyicholam tel batzei klal? You suddenly see yourself being able to do things that are impossible. Kasher kolish boruch mavakish midi lemus al kiddush Hashem or likfot mi binyan rav komot leman shmo yisbarach. Hashem wants a person to ask kiddush Hashem or jump off a 20-story building. But yeah, sugal osoyis, he can do it. Hashem asked you to do it. Why not? It's not saying it won't be any soy. If Hashem comes to you tonight, we've discussed this often. You should do this exercise once a day, once a week. Hashem comes to you tonight and says to you, tomorrow you're going to Masada. Here, you've heard this story before, Nakhon. I want you to drive down to Masada. You haven't heard this before? Oh, Hashem comes to you tonight. And you know it's Hashem. How you know it's Hashem? Let's just say you're 100% sure it's Hashem. Is that it? And as I always warn people, if this happens, you should speak to somebody. You really need help. But Hashem comes to you this morning, tonight. You're just about to go to bed and he says, listen, I want you to drive down to Masada tomorrow. You go, you rent a car, drop down to Masada. As the sun comes up, you go to the top. As the sun comes up, there's a place. He tells you exactly where it is. 3,000 feet, I want you to jump. But Dari, I'll catch you. And you know it's Hashem. Okay. So what do you do tomorrow? You hit the snooze button? No. You rent the car, you go down to Masada, you climb up to Masada, you go there, you stand at the place. Now, do you jump? If you do jump, why do you jump? Because you have Emunah. That's exactly what Emunah is. Emunah is I'm being faithful to what I know, even when right now I don't know it. Because right now the doubts are mamash flirting. Hello, remember me? You know, you told me to jump and you'd catch me like, hello. If you jump, you only jump because of Emunah. That's a hard nisoy. That means Hashem asked me to do it, and if I know I can do it, and I know it's 100% good for me, and you see it's still in nisoy. You don't just breeze up and go, oh, okay, boom. You know, you stand there shaking. That's impossible to do. And you may not do it. You may not succeed in the nisoy. Even though you know it was Hashem talking to you tomorrow, you could still fail. That's what's in nisoy. You understand what I'm saying? We have this happening to us all the time. In little areas, we don't get these big dramatic moments. But you understand that that's a nisoy. Why should it be a nisoy? That's what Chilonim tell me. Yeah, you laugh so easy. You just do whatever Hashem says. Yeah, you know, that's the cop-out. You guys chose the cop-out part. You know, you're copping out. Oh, yeah. You tell them the story. Hashem came to you, told you. You know, it's Hashem. He came, he asked you, told you, please go jump off the building tomorrow. You think that's easy? You think that's so simple to do? But if you do, it's because, and if you don't, it's because you haven't understood properly that. V'yoyse mikach, naneh shal kodesh boruch hu matzav otan likfotz l'goy v'binyan ben maya komot. Hashem asks you to jump over the new twin towers or whatever. Im noich l'asoyses, you can do it. Hashem asks you to jump to the moon, you can do it. I'm a couple can I find? You're gonna grow wings? Hachuvi can? Yeah. Yochol nochu. Can Hashem jump over the twin towers? Of course. Can Hashem knock it down when he wants? Yes, of course he did. Im Hashem yitzavotanu areyanam shluchov. If Hashem tzivodotanu to do it, Hashem commanded me to do it. I'm a shliach v'areihu kol yochol v'ainu mukbal be'muna b'meuma. I'm not mukbal. I have the same koichas that he has. And when we're in Torah Shlichus, when I'm doing this as Shlichus of Hashem, I'm also Kol Yochel. In this area, of course. Hashem wants me to jump to the moon. It means I have the koach to jump to the moon. It doesn't mean I have the koach to swim under the sea for 6 months. He doesn't ask me to do that. Hashem's Kol Yochel in every area. I'm Kol Yochel in the area where I have a Shlichus.
Thank you.
Sure. That's big news. The problem is to internalize it. It's not so simple. To crawl back into your muddy little world of Nisurim and Nisoyness. You think you're that big. And don't let the Yetzirah confuse you and say, you brought this on yourself. Because these Yisurim are coming because you did an Aveira, and therefore you brought it on yourself, therefore you haven't got it. That's what the Yetzirah is telling you. No. Even if you brought it on yourself, Hashem's still with you. If you're doing what Hashem wants. I'm not talking about where you'll decide to go do something on your own. You do something on your own, you no guarantee of Hatzlach. Sunday I'm not here, eh? He stays awake when he gives the shir.
Yeah.